Philippians chapter 4 is where we're headed. And also, don't forget that this coming Sunday evening, of course, was already mentioned, our Sunday services, no life groups, no Sunday school, no children's church with that. We'll just meet together and here as a family on Sunday morning. But just remember that Sunday night is our special time with Pastor Chris, an opportunity for you to fellowship with them. And so I hope you can be here. Hope you can be a part of that service. And thanking Pastor Chris, maybe you want to send a note, a card, write a letter if you want to he and his family, just thank them for being part of our ministry for these many years. As Pastor asked me a few weeks ago to preach, and I got to thinking about the timing that I would be able to have and heading into 2022. So here's what I want to do. I originally thought of having a microphone and we'd go around and I'd ask this question. I'm not going to do that tonight. But I do want you, in the little pause that I give, to answer this question as we think about going into another year. I know that the media runs stories of the past year. Maybe they run stories of famous people that have passed away and say, oh, I remember that was back in February, or an event that happened in February or even last January, or different things that have taken place. And you start to recall. And the media has been doing that, the top stories. Indianapolis will do that, the top 10 stories of the year, top 10 sports stories of the year. But I want to ask you this question. As you sit here tonight at the end of 2021, and I've asked myself this question quite a bit, as you sat, let's say this was 2020 at the end of 2020, getting ready to go into the new year. There are things that in your life happened in 2021 that you would say or could say, hey, that blindsided me. I had no clue. As I was sitting here a year ago, I had no idea that that would take place. It could be positive. It could be a pay raise. It could be a job change. It could be a relationship started. It could be a relationship ended. It could be a positive. It could be what some would say maybe negative. Maybe it was a death of a family member. Maybe it was a death of a spouse or a child. And we've had that here in our ministry. We were blindsided by some things last year, weren't we? Taken by surprise. Things shocked us. Pro or con, positive or negative, as we head into 22, guess what? There's going to be some things that are going to shock us. There's some things that are going to take place. There may be some of us that are here tonight. We may not be here in a year. Not saying to not trying to prognosticate anything negative, but we don't know. We don't know tomorrow. So what do I do? What do I do not knowing tomorrow? Well, hopefully I do what I did in 2020 going into 2021. I stand firm on the faith of God in my life. I trust Him for my life. I trust Him as I step out. Oh, sure, we are rocked of a lot of things in 2021. And I'm sure the same is going to happen in 2022. We just don't know what it is. And so as we prepare tonight, as we look at Philippians chapter 4, and then we're going to take this simple phrase of standing, standing fast, standing strong. We're going to look at six different ways in which we can stand tonight. Before we look at the portion of Scripture, I kind of want to give you a brief introduction of where we're, how we're headed and why we're doing this tonight. The word perseverance is really the word that's going to be at the heart of this tonight. In fact, just a month ago, I believe at the end of November, first of December, Merriam-Webster Dictionary came out with its top 10 words of the year. And the third word in that list is perseverance. Now, that was third behind vaccine and insurrection. And we won't discuss those. And then there's a bunch, even in pulp culture, that were right along that line. I've already got a couple words that I think are coming in 2022. We'll wait and see if those happen. I think one of them is going to be called supply chain. I really think that is a word coming in 2022. We're already hearing that as an excuse when you go to the store. Or when you order things, even here at church, we order supplies, and hey, the supply chain. And that is a long chain, and it is having some issues right now. So I don't know what words will be, but perseverance was one of the words. And of course, the word perseverance wasn't one of the key words for how we're going to use it tonight. Most of you know that NASA launched a Mars rover, landed on the Red Planet on February 18. It was named for its 300-million-mile journey over 7 months and for the terrain and the conditions that it would face while on Mars. And so there's a contest. A little girl won the contest. The name was given Perseverance. But tonight, I challenge you with this thought and this idea of persevering, overcoming. It is a continual effort to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failures, or oppositions. So I challenge you tonight, and I challenge myself as we enter 2022, that we would have this perseverance, that we would have this strength, that we would have this standing strong, because we're going to need it. And in the church of Philippi, as Paul was writing them, of course, this is the first church in Europe. Remember Lydia, she was the first convert. And of course, you know the story of Paul and Silas and the miracle that took place there in the prison and in the jail. And so Paul has endeared himself to these people. We see this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. So this idea, this thought of persevering, and here's what he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. He says, therefore, my brethren. Well, what does therefore refer to? Well, it refers to chapter 3. It refers to the verses before. In fact, look at verse 14. He says, therefore, and he's saying that predicated, look at verse 14, predicated on what? I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, look at verse 17, it's predicated on, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk as ye have for an example. Also verse 18, for many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. So now he's saying, hey, be warned. Hey, I press toward the mark. Follow us as an example. There are those that you shouldn't follow as an example. He says, therefore, stand strong. Wherefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. That word stand fast means to be stationary. And our word tonight that we're going to look at, to persevere, to stand strong, to stand firm. Because we are in a society, we are in life, we are living life where there's times we're going to have to stand. If you listen to Pastor, and I trust you did, Sunday he talked about walking and running the race. And part of that is our stature, our standing, our being prepared to take whatever God gives us. And tonight, this isn't about being afraid of what's coming. This is about embracing whether it's a pay raise, whether it's a job change, whether it's a life change in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. It's whatever takes place in your life, to understand that you are standing firm, positive or negative, on what God brings into your life. And as you sit here and we talk about and we think about what happened in 2021, think of all the blessings and the benefits. I had the opportunity this afternoon, I was at Pastor's house in his driveway. We were talking about the gospel and about pressing on and souls being saved. And weren't we, Pastor, thanking God for our church. Thank God for the direction. People say, I wonder what direction our church is heading. Well, If you're here and you're involved, we're headed in the direction of winning souls for Jesus. That's our heart's desire. And so if somebody says, hey, I'm really concerned about the direction of our church, then you ought to be concerned about what they just said. Because the direction of our church is, we're headed in the direction biblically that God wants us to go. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, dearly beloved and belonged, my joy and my crown. These converts, Paul said, they are my joy, and then they are my prize, they are my crown. So what about this being stationary, this perseverance? The key here is, what are you remaining fixed in? What are you remaining strong in? What are you standing in? See, I can't stand firm on myself. But we're going to find tonight we're to stand on the strength of the Lord our God. If a victory happens in your life this year, you stand on the strength of the Lord your God. If a disappointment comes in your life this year, you stand up firm on the strength of the Lord your God. Either way, See, we're real quick to blame God, but real slow to give God credit, right? And so we're to stand firm. I can do all things. Verse 13, if we're to continue to read through this chapter, and we can't tonight, but verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. See, this idea of patience has to do similar or perseverance has to do similar to the New Testament word patience. And it's not just enduring to get through it. It's not just hanging on really tight as the roller coaster starts. If you've ever been on a roller coaster, you probably know what I mean, especially if you're afraid of roller coasters. You're going to endure it to the end. But this idea of persevering, the idea of patience in the New Testament, it's not just getting through it, it's getting through it with joy. It's getting through it with a positive spirit and a spirit of, God did this in my life for a purpose and a plan and a reason. So are you here tonight with the spirit, as you look back, hey, did you persevere in 2021? And I don't mean you just held your breath like you did when you were a little kid and mom said, eat the peas, and so you plugged your nose, or you threw a lot of salt or sugar on them and you downed them and you just hope it went away quick. There are people that's how they live their life. And listen, there is no way, no joy in living your life that way, is there? Just getting by. And you and I have something the world does not have. That is joy and that is hope. And listen, we have hope for this world. So how tonight, how can we persevere? How can we stand firm? How can we stand strong? Take your Bibles, if you will. We're going to look at six different stations of Scripture. You're welcome to turn there. You do not have to. 1 Corinthians, though, to start with, chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to look at verse number 5 tonight. We're going to quickly go through these verses, and I think the Lord will help us. Number one, here's how we can stand. We must stand in God's power by faith. It says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 5, that your faith should in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 10, 12, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth, you can finish this with me, what? Take heed lest what? He fall. See, we must stand in God's power by faith. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. How much faith do we have within ourselves? How much power do we have amongst ourselves? We don't. It ends very quickly, very rapidly. So what is the result? The result is we will not fall. And by the way, that not falling is by no strength of our own. It is God withholding us. It is God helping us. It is God pushing us along, God prodding us along, God holding us back, God pushing us through, God clearing the obstacles in our lives. And he promises as we walk in his will to do that. You and I, we cannot stand on our own because we are failing people. We are broken in our ability. We may have self-confidence, but ultimately our confidence is in God. Our trust is in the Lord. We will fail, and we will always be left wanting and we'll be left empty. Psalm 37, 23, familiar verses. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, what? He shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord does what? He withholds us with his hand. God gives us strength. He gives us power. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. See, we're not called to figure it all out. We scratch our heads. We're blown away. We look at the death of some of our church members, family members. We can't figure that out. I know she's not here tonight, but I think of I don't think she is. I think of a Brianna Banks going to serve this summer down at Southland Christian Camp. Not even started her ministry there, and what happened? She breaks her leg. That don't make sense. She was going to serve. She was going to minister. Think she was blindsided this summer? Sure. Sure she was. I think of Robert Louie. Within the last year, lost his mom, his brother, and his son was killed. Blindsided, yeah. See, we don't get it, and we can't figure it out. But what do? We trust God. In 1 Corinthians 16, it says, "Watch ye, stand fast in faith. Quit you like men." And that word quit is not a negative. Be strong. Be alert. 1 Corinthians 1 says, "Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith ye stand." I don't know what it is going to happen in 2022, but we will be called to stand. It may be not a physical challenge. It may be a spiritual challenge. We'll talk a little bit more about that. It may be facing a sin that you've never had to deal with or face before, but Satan is going to tempt you maybe in a way that you've never been tempted before. Maybe there's going to be a challenge in your life. Maybe with a child or another family member. How are you going to handle that? By faith. So number one, we must stand in God's power by faith. And the result is we will not fall. And again, it is not standing in our own strength. It's not about the amount of faith we have. It's not about how much. It's really about who is our faith in. And our faith is in God. I don't know how much faith I have. I don't know how much faith you have. But I know who our faith is in. And that's the key. That's what matters. Number two, Romans chapter 5, verse 2. You're welcome to turn there. Romans chapter 5, verse number 2. Here's what it says. This will be our second point. By whom also we have access by faith into his grace. That'll be the key word. Wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So second point is we must stand in God's grace. God's gift, God's favor, God's pleasure, his graciousness. Do you see God's goodness in your life? Do you see God's graciousness in your life? Do you see things negative? Do you see everything in life as hurtful? Pastor said it so well recently. Quit being the victim. You don't always have to be the victim. God wants us to live peace and joy. By the way, Satan doesn't want us to have joy. He wants you discouraged all the time. He wants you worrying all the time. He wants you to be afraid. God wants us to live in peace, walk in peace, walk in joy. So we're to stand in his grace, his pleasure, his graciousness in our lives. So look at that verse, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, says, wherein we stand, and here's the result, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Wow, we can rejoice. When the day doesn't go your way, you can rejoice. When you have a difficult time, you can rejoice. Because we have a God in heaven who always wants the very best for our life. And it's always for his glory. It's for our good and his glory. So the result, we're to rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. In other words, the expectation of God showing you his glory in your life. God, I'm really going through it, but can you show me? Not what you mean out of this, not what your purpose is, because we may not always know his purpose, but tell you what we can know his glory. And so many times we want to figure it out, or God, could you please let me know what this is all about? He may not always tell us what this is all about, but we can live for his glory. And that is the challenge, living by faith and grace, showing you his glory in your life. That's 1 Corinthians 10:31. No matter what I do, eat or drink, whatsoever I do, do all to what? God's glory. In my life, Lord, be glorified. God, be glorified, whether by life or by death. God, be glorified. So as we enter 2022, we must stand in God's power by faith. We must stand in God's grace. Remember, God wants the very best for my life. So not only are we standing in God's power by faith and God's grace, Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 and 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I'll turn there, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 2. This will be our third point tonight. You may want to just simply jot these down. You might want to go later and watch these. And I'm not saying every time you go through a trial in life or every time, every day, you have to have these memorized. But what I am saying, you will look back or can look back and say, hey, how can I gain strength? How can I stand strong? How can I stand firm? Because listen, the winds of life will blow hard. A couple weeks ago, I don't think it was just Avon in Indianapolis, we had bad winds. Do you remember that? There were Santa Clauses flying everywhere and snowmen all over the place. I lost my grill cover and my neighbor found it. It was really cool, a couple doors down. But the bottom line is what? That's the beauty, by the way, of neighborhood Facebook stuff. Say, hey, has anybody seen a flying grill cover? And then 3 days later, somebody says, hey, I have a grill cover in my yard. Anybody know whose it is? And it all worked out. But the point is, remember the wind? What did you do? If you had something that you weren't sure was fastened down, either you fastened down or you did what? You brought it in. You brought it in. You took care of it. You had to make sure it was standing strong because the winds of life are going to blow hard. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. So we are to stand firm. We are to stand fast in what? Well, he says here, I declared unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. 2 Thessalonians, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions or the doctrinal truths. And that's what's meant here by the gospel. So point number three, we must stand firmly on the gospel. That's the Christian truth. That's our doctrines. That's the truth. That's the biblical principles. That's the sharing and the spreading the truth of the Word of God, the gospel, the belief in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it's our faith that is standing strong. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must stand firmly on the gospel. We don't stand on tradition here at Cross Point Baptist Church. We don't stand on because we've always done it this way. We stand on the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we don't, then we have no basis. We have no standard. We have no starting point. I know it's really odd and strange. We use this as an illustration. But Pastor Blake and I, of course, did you notice kind of like it's smelling better in this building? They've been cleaning the ductwork out, and I really believe there's a difference. And they spent yesterday in this room and in the auditorium and cleaned it out. It's amazing how they did it and what they do, the process. But today we had to come, we had to reset the chairs, and so we had to make sure the front row was, and so I would say to Blake, and he'd say to me, he goes, okay, do we have the standard set? Well, what did that mean? That means if we don't have the first row set, by the time we get four or five back, what's going to happen? Yeah, we're going to have a weaving thing going on. And I know it's obsessive, but we want to look nice for the glory of God, right? So we had to start with what? We had to start with a standard. We had to start somewhere. Some of you that have built a house are recently going to build a house. They've got to make sure the foundation is firm, it is strong, it is sure, and it is square. If not, your house will look like the Leaning Tower of Avon, right? It'll be messed up. It's got to have a structure that's firm and that's grounded, and it has a basis and a foundation that is sure and strong. And if our foundation isn't God's Word, listen, when that wind comes this year, we're going to fall. We're going to be blown over. We are not going to stand strong. We must stand firm on the gospel, the truth of the Word of God. What is the results? Results are me being able to live my life with purpose. See, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I have purpose. I'm not just wandering aimlessly through life. I'm just not existing. I'm just not flailing. When difficulties come, there is a purpose to my life. 1 Thessalonians 3:8, for to me to live is Christ. For now we live if ye stand fast, 1 1 Thessalonians 3:8, stand fast in the Lord. Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So are you standing strong? Are you standing firm on the gospel? Well, I heard. Well, a book I recently read. No, are you standing firm on the word of God? Well, this radio preacher, I think he's right because here's what he says. Is he standing firm on the word of God? By the way, just because it's sold in a Christian bookstore doesn't make it Christian. Just because it's on the Christian radio station doesn't make it biblically true. Just because it sounds good, just because it makes you cry or makes you feel good, it has to be measured with what? The standard of the truth of the word of God. So make sure your standard is real and is firm based on the word of God. That brings us to point number four, Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Again, we're going to stand. It says this, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I love this point. We must stand in the freedom or the liberty through Jesus Christ. We are not bound to sin. We are not held to sin. We are free. The chains have been broken. The weight's been lifted. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're no longer controlled by sin. You have the rights and the freedoms to live according to the truth that we just established at the last point, according to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must stand in the freedom or the liberty through Christ. And what is the result? It says there at the end of that verse, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What's the result of standing in liberty and freedom? The result is we are not bound to sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What was the answer? God forbid, no. We don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay down. You don't have to stay controlled. There may be a besetting sin as a believer, even in Jesus Christ. You don't have to stay in bondage to that. You don't have to stay in bondage to your tongue, to your evil, to your anger, to your bitterness. You don't have to stay there. You are free. You don't have to be angry anymore. You don't have to be given to that drug. You don't have to be given to that pornography. We are free. And we are to stand firm and fast in that freedom and that liberty because we are not bound. That brings us to number five. We have just two to go. Ephesians 6:13. In fact, if you would do this, turn to Ephesians chapter 6. I know some of you haven't turned yet, but if you would do this, this would be a great help because I'm going to read these verses because we're going to see more than once the word or the word stand fast in this. So Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to look at verse 13. And these are very familiar verses to many of you tonight. Ephesians chapter 6, let's read verse 13 and some of the verses following. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. We'll go back up and read verse 10 in just a minute, but let me go and give you the point. Number five, we must stand protected by the armor of God. We must stand this year protected by the armor of God. Realize the protection is there for us. Look up at verse 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. There it is, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Why? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then there's verse 13 we just read. Look at verse 14. There's our word again. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Look at verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We have in front of us the armor. We must stand protected by that armor. What is the result? The result is defense against the evil of this world. The world, the flesh, and the devil. We can stand and we can stand firm and we can stand strong. You notice the contrast, have you? And I'm sure you have. What did Jesus do? Jesus came to what? Seek and to save that which was lost. What does Satan come to do? Seeking what? Whom he may devour. You notice the contrast? You notice the character difference? One came to seek and to save the lost. The other one comes to seek and destroy. And why is it the one that comes to seek and destroy deceives? Does exactly what he said he would do? Listen, we have the power of God. We have the armor of God. We can stand firm in that. We can stand strong in that. We do not have to give in to the wiles of the devil. He wants to seek and he wants to destroy. You know, the devil doesn't play. He doesn't play. He wants to destroy. He wants to kill. He wants to devour. So what do? We stand firm. We stand strong on the armor of God. Maybe your own study, you take these verses and just say, okay, God, help me this year. Have my feet shod with the thorough preparation of the gospel of peace. Have it on the breastplate of righteousness. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. God, strengthen me with the word of God, that standard of the gospel that we talked about. Listen, we can stand because we have the armor of God. No better protection. You can under armor all you want your car. It's not 100% protected, right? A rock's still a rock. A crash is still a crash. You can under armor all you want. You can isolate yourself from all the evils. Parents, you can tell your kids, oh, don't hang with those kids. They're not a good influence. And we need to help our children with right influences. I get it. But listen, there's enough sin within myself. There's enough evil within me. It's not all about protecting from without. It's protecting myself from within. It's protecting myself from myself. My sin nature is real. Is yours? We wrestle not against just flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We have within us that evil desire. I can sin all by myself. Now, I need to be careful who I put around me. But listen, I can put the best people in the world around me, but I still have a sin nature. So listen, you and I are going to wrestle, and God gives us that armor to protect us. And then the last point tonight, Philippians 1:27. And I end with this tonight because I think it's all of them are encouraging, but to me this is the most encouraging. Because this is where we need one another. This is where the community of Jesus Christ comes to play in this. We're going to find out in these verses or this verse that we're to stand strong with the aid and the help of one another. And some of you this year, you have gotten through a pretty tough time. And part of that is, yes, God's strength in your life, but it's also by leaning on and being helped by the community of Jesus Christ in our church. People coming alongside, loving and praying and being concerned, helping out. Maybe reaching out when you're dealing with a besetting sin and asking for prayer. We went through tonight briefly a prayer list. We produced that not to know people's business. We put on there people have colds and people's family have COVID. It doesn't matter whose family has a cold or not. Pray for them. It's not my job to worry about who's sick or who's not or who did they mean. That's none of my business. But you know what we can do? We can do what? We can pray. We can pray. Look at Philippians 1, verse 27, and this will be the final point. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Make sure I'm reading the right verse. Wherefore I come and I see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye what? Stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith. There's that word again, of the gospel. So tonight, what are we to do? We are to stand fast in one spirit. So the point, we must stand in unity with other believers. Why? For the sake of the gospel. What is meant there? For the testimony. It's what Pastor's been preaching. Salt and light. We're to stand firm. We're to stand strong, arm in arm. Why? Because we are the body of Christ, and we are to be salt and light. That's where that comes into play. We must stand in the unity with other believers for the sake of the gospel. You can't stand this way if you're bitter. You can't stand this way if you're angry at another believer. You can't stand this way if somebody has a different opinion than you and you're not going to let them share their opinion and have it because you want to be right. Sad to say, all across this nation and even in Christianity, in the past few days, people got together for Christmas and their arguments about wearing or not wearing, about rolling up your sleeve or not rolling up your sleeve, about caring or not caring. Listen, there are families that were divided. You know why? Because they weren't walking in the Spirit and they weren't walking in unity. We need to walk in unity. We need to be Spirit-filled. There's no place for the flesh. We must stand in unity with other believers for the sake of the gospel. Do we all agree 100% on everything and how it should be done? No. But for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, standing strong, praying for each other, loving for each other. Listen, there is no way you're going to pray for the person in your row tonight if you have bitterness against them. There's no way it's going to happen. You may say that you are, and that's hypocrisy. Because if you have aught against, the Bible uses that word, against another brother or sister in Christ, you're not walking in unity. So we need to be at peace with one another. So we must stand in the unity with other believers for the sake of the gospel. And what is the result? The result is striving together with other believers. Not striving with or against, but striving together. Arm in arm. Supporting each other, loving each other, praying for each other, encouraging each other, bearing one another's burdens. You know the word fellowship, what that really means? That means bearing each other's burdens. We think fellowship means we go to the gym and we eat food. Now that's a form of fellowship, I get it. Or you eat a donut, or we sit out and talk in the coffee shop. That's a form of fellowship, but fellowship is bearing one another's burdens. In the body of Christ, bearing burdens. Be willing to get dirty with your brother or sister in Christ. If we truly are going to live this point, if we're going to stand in unity, we may not just get physically dirty, but we may get dirt on our hands. We may say some things or do some things that may not be popular, but we're going to help a brother or sister in Christ. We're going to help them do some heavy lifting, so to speak. See, we are messy people, aren't we? Let me say it this way. I'm a messy person, aren't I? Yes. Okay? We are messy people. And I think what we've done in Christianity, we try to prove to everybody else we're not messy, but we are. We bear burdens. We have burdens. We need love. We need prayer. We need encouragement. I love it when I get an email or just a note or a text. Pastor Dan, I prayed for you today. Wow. Thank you. Whether I am low or not, I need every prayer. Every prayer. And so do you. I'm not going to do this tonight, but I played with this in my mind. I won't do it because some people don't want to touch each other, and I get it. But a spirit of unity, I said, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could just join arm in arm tonight and close our tonight service in a word of prayer. And we're not going to do that because some of you don't want to touch somebody else, and I get it. Okay, but we are in a few minutes. I'm going to have Brother Ted come and just pray that God will give us that unity in our church and God will help us to stand firm and strong. But here's what I want you to do before I end. I just want you to look at the seat you're in, the row you're in. Maybe look behind you, maybe look to your right or to your left and just see some people. Just see who's around you. Just do that. Just say, oh, there's Mike over there and there's Deb there and there's Ted over there, and there's Ben over there. Okay, you see people? Here's what I want you to do. want you to take either people in front of you to the left or your right, and I want you in your mind to say, you know what? I want to uphold them in the unity of faith and the unity of spirit. I want to pray for them this year. Because listen, we're going to need each other. You're going to need your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. When one of us hurts, what happens? We all cried this year. Why did we cry? Because we're sissies, yeah? Cry because people hurt. We cry because we love. So there are going to be people this year. We weep with those that weep. But you know what we do? We rejoice what? Those that rejoice. When you get a car, please call me. I want to come ride in it. Please. I don't have to drive it. I'll keep it under 80. But if you let me. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. We become so critical. Hey, let's stand firm and strong this year. Can we do that? Can we stand? Oh, we may get rocked. I may get rocked tonight before I get home. I may get rocked at the end of a doctor's appointment this year. I don't know. Same thing. We don't know. I think of the words to the song. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds the future, and I know who what holds my hand. Aren't you glad God holds your hand? We don't know. We have people on a prayer list. They may not be on that prayer list next year because they may be in glory. We don't know. We have people on that prayer list. They may be off that prayer list because God's healed them. And we can rejoice with that, right? So we don't know. We don't know the future. We don't know tomorrow. I'm not promised it, neither are you. But we do know this. No matter what happens, we need to stand strong. When victory comes, give God the glory. Stand strong and say, hey, it's by God's, back to point one, it's by God's grace and God's strength and our faith in him. And when and if the trouble comes, same thing. I challenge you tonight as we head into 2022. We don't know. But we do know this. We have a God in heaven who loves us and who cares for us. And he wants the very best for our lives. That's as positive as we can be because that's the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God help us this year to have that renewed burden for lost, that courage and that strength. Maybe it's just your prayer is, God, help me stand fast when I share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give me that strength. We have words to share our opinion. God can give us words to share the gospel. And I think we can do that. Because I can do all things for Christ, which strengtheneth me. There's some of you, you've witnessed to people. You've been nervous. You've even had to share the gospel. You've done that. And you recall words and scripture that you didn't know you had memorized. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was in you and directing you and guiding you. God, help us to live that way. I trust we're encouraged. This is not to Danny down us in 2021, but it's to encourage us as we press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.